Well, here we are on a Thursday. Political Observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, let's get right into it. We had a second night of Democratic debates. Of course, the former Vice President Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, even a couple of New Yorkers, Kirsten Gillibrand, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio in the round this time. Your general impressions?
Well, I'll be perfectly honest with you, David. I'm disgusted. First of all, nobody emerged as a stronger candidate. So many of them attacked Biden, who is the front runner, and who the polls are showing is the one guy who can beat Trump. Now, obviously, as they beat him up, that kind of thing is going to change. But nobody emerged as being somebody who could be president of the United States, in my opinion. So what happened was you had the traditional Democratic circular firing squad. They were doing each other in. It's interesting to me that you're not hearing much, if anything, from the Republicans who are saying, hey, we're enjoying this spectacle. This is good. And it can only help Donald Trump retain his presidency the way that I'm looking at this. I was shocked at the kind of selfishness that was going on among these candidates who, in an attempt to become president of the United States, were willing to sacrifice all. And that is what I think came out of the debates last night. I did not see any single person do themselves much good.
Is it possible that because there is such anger on the left, especially toward the president, that no matter who emerges as the Democratic candidate, they will be embraced?
David, anything is possible. I think that's probably true. I think what will happen is that people, certainly from the Democratic Party, will support the Democrats. Certainly, we see from the polls that the Republicans will support the Republican. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The most important thing are the people in the middle, people who could go either way. And right now, I think the selfish infighting on the part of the Democrats is going to give some pause to those people who are making up their mind whether to vote for Trump or whether to vote for the Democrats. Yeah, the Democrats will vote for the Democrats, the Republicans will vote for the Republicans, but that's not what this is about. Then, two, is a question of who will come out. We know, for example, that if people who have been marginalized in the society, often people of color, come out, the Democrats are going to win. But there has to be a reason for those folks to come out. And right now, I don't see that happening. I don't see any champion making sure that there will be an outcome in which people who have been marginalized will show up.
Well, and there were two New Yorkers at the debate last night. Alan, of course, Kirsten Gillibrand, the New York senator, and Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Okay, so David, I think de Blasio struck out. You know, he's trying very hard to be the populist in the group. But you could see that despite his trying, he didn't really land. Now, Gillibrand, of course, had the remark of the night saying that she was going to use Clorox in the Oval Office, meaning clean it up. It was a good thing to say, and I think a lot of Democrats responded to it. She went after Biden with everything she had. Biden came back at her, I thought, rather strongly by saying, hey, when you went to Syracuse University and talked about how great I was, what was that all about, except that now you're running for president, and the audience exploded. I don't think it did her any good.
We're so far away still, Alan. You know, how many American people aren't even focused on this at all yet? We focus on it every day, but many turn away from politics.
That's right. That's why Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He's a TV star. He was a TV star. You're fired. You're this. You're that. You know, it takes a little bit of thinking about all of these things. Thinking about whether or not every American should have decent health care, for example. Thinking about whether or not our incredible spending in this country, and most of that, by the way, is on defense, our incredible spending in this country leads to the fact that the bankers are making out like bandits because obviously somebody's getting the vigorish, the money that comes out of all of this. And we are not paying attention to that. We're certainly not paying proper attention to climate change, which to me is the number one subject that needs to be addressed. But it's too obscure for so many Americans. They're not looking at it. They're looking at more specific things, which, of course, you can talk about health care all you want. But if you have the hottest years on record, if you see the polar ice caps melting, if you know what's in store for us and our children, we are putting the emphasis in the wrong places.
Well, Don Lemon of CNN didn't back down and put the emphasis on Trump being, in his remarks, racist. Despite criticism from the president himself, he twice labeled the presidential remarks as racist while he was monitoring last night's Democratic debate.
Well, look, Donald Trump is a racist. There's no question about it. You know, one and one makes two. You say racial things, you say it over and over. It's clear he's trying to provoke. He's trying to go to his base. That is a racist way of doing things. So for Don Lemon or anybody else to say this guy's a racist, it seems to me is pretty clear.
We are in a free market economy, supposedly, and yet we dabble with the interest rate. Fed cuts the interest rates for the first time since 2008, Alan, but sends confusing signals about what's next. Stocks fell sharply yesterday, with the Dow losing 333 points.
You would think that when the Fed cuts the rate, you'll get a positive signal back from the markets. It didn't happen, quite the contrary, which is why every single word that these folks at the Fed say or do becomes incredibly important. You say we're cutting it, but you imply in, or even people take the implication, whether it's there or not, that this is the end of it. There's going to be no more cuts. And you see this incredible crash, because 300 something points is a lot. It's not the stock market crash that, you know, we have seen in the past, but it's huge.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.